Welcome back on the pregame show, getting you all set for the opener between the Space Cowboys and the Isotopes. And we're joined by hitting coach Aaron Westlake today. And Aaron, this is the first time we're catching up with you this season. We're going into game 40, and this is still a team that, you know, you guys lead minor league baseball in walks this season. You're second in home runs. And I want to get to the walks aspect of that because I've just been so impressed with the patience these guys have shown at the plate this year. What do you instill in them, and what have they done this year to put together such competitive at-bats and keep passing the baton along?
You know, I think it started in the spring. You know, we started to set the tone as an organization, just making an emphasis on, you know, wanting to do damage on not just any pitch that crosses the plate, but, you know, pitches that are good for specific hitters. You know, everyone has their own hot and cold zone, so I guess educating on them and where they do damage and where they don't, and just getting them to focus more on, you know, certain locations versus just, you know, pitches crossing the plate.
We've asked Mickey about it because obviously he's the manager, but you're right there on the top step with him. And this is an offense that, look, you guys fall down by 4 or 5 runs. No one blinks. You're down a few runs in the 8th or 9th inning. No one blinks either at that point. So is it just more of the same, or what kind of confidence do the guys have that even late in games they know that when they need a run, they've found a way to get it this year?
Yeah, you know, this is a good group of guys. They mesh together well. You know, they hang out a lot together. So that is a big aspect of it, you know, having that camaraderie and that, you know they have the sense of they're gonna fight for each other. Obviously, the confidence has been built. They know that, you know, even if we get down early, we have the ability to come back. We can fight, you know, keep punching every inning, try and get 1-2 at a time. We don't have to get all the runs back in one inning. And then obviously, as the season has gone on, they've just built that confidence, as well as, you know, the education that, you know, if it's the 3rd or 4th and we're down, we've still got plenty of time left.
It can be difficult in this league because, you know, we're here in Albuquerque this week. It's 5,000 feet of elevation, so the wind's blowing out a little bit right now in batting practice. So, you know, the ball's going to jump out of the yard, but then we go back to Sugar Land, which it's no mystery. The ball tends to die a little bit there, and it can be hard. So for you, as kind of a mental specialist for these guys, how do you keep them in the right frame of mind when, like, you might barrel a ball up and hit it 106 and it doesn't make the warning track when we're at home?
Yeah, that's just something where you have to set the tone early. You have to just let them know, like, I mean, it's out of our control, the elements of, you know, where our home ballpark is and how hard it is to you know, consistently be successful there. And, you know, just know that when we go on the road, you know, it's going to, being in the higher elevation places, you know, guys are going to be able to make up ground from a statistic standpoint. But we've educated them as well, you know, not just our org, but all orgs. Like, there's metrics out there now that show how players are truly doing from an expected standpoint. And so that, I think, relieves them a little bit, especially at our ballpark, where, you know, it is hard to hit and, you know, produce some offense.
Looking specifically at a couple of guys this season, and I want to go back to Joey Loperfido, who now is in the big leagues, and I don't think it's any surprise to us that he's being successful in the major leagues. He gets the call up. I know that he attributed a lot of his success to you this season. What did you guys do in the offseason, end of last year, to get him ready to where now he's made the jump up and is contributing for the Astros?
Yeah, it all started, obviously, it's no mystery, when he did get to AAA when he was here. He did struggle a little bit, and I think that was a good thing for him. It allowed him to understand what he needed to work on, and obviously we had a good game plan going into the offseason. Obviously, when we were able to talk and communicate, we had that dead period. You know, we set some goals and things that we needed to work on. He was able to come out, you know, when we were able to get with him and work on some things and start initiating a process on what he needs to build on. And once we got to spring training, you know, with the help of the hitting coordinators and all the other coaches that we have, you know, we continue to just push the buttons with him and get him to understand, like, you know, yes, he was our player of the year last year, but, you know, we're setting the bar higher for him. You know, there's still more that needs to be done. And, you know, he took that very positively, and it's a testament to him of who he is as a person, as a professional. You know, he's always looking to get better, and obviously this year so far it's shown with his work ethic and what he's been able to do.
Looking more specifically here, a guy in Pedro Leon who's back here with Sugarland again, but it looks like he's taken a big jump this season, chasing less, putting together good on-base streaks. We all know that the exit velocity and the power is there, but what have you seen out of Leon this season that's let him take what looks like a next jump for him?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's obviously a very gifted athlete from you know, from a talent and tools perspective. I think for him, you know, being rushed up to the high, you know, the highest minor league level very quickly in our org, probably just a little bit behind from a, you know, a baseball IQ aspect, and that just, you know, just takes time to learn. And, you know, he's done a great job of understanding who he is as a player, but also done a great job learning the game of baseball. And I think that's a big testament to, for him, and why he's doing so well this year. He's learning what he can do, what he can't do. You know, he's understanding that you don't have to try and swing all the time. Even if you're getting into maybe some slumps, stick with your approach, trust it. You don't have to try and swing your way out of a slump. Continue to take those walks and put up good ABs, and, you know, things will, you know, continue to happen positively. And again, he's a hard worker. You know, he shows up every day. He's ready to work. And, you know, I think just him growing as a person and as a player, things are starting to pay off for him.
Well, we'll check in more throughout the course of the rest of the season, but it's all flowing well so far for you guys. Continued success, and thanks for a few minutes today.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is. Aaron Westlake has been with us. When we come back, line up some first pitch on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.